Mike Collier, of course, the veteran head coach of the Clearview Clippers, as he makes his way over to the table to join us here at the Brew Kettle. And obviously, Mad Dog is about as excited as Mr. Dog. No, what?
Mr. Mad Dog.
Mr. Mad Dog? Oh, we're going to start.
Picture.
He's now Minister Mike.
Oh.
Minister Mike. Well, we're connected on Facebook. You'll always be Mad Dog to me, though. Always. He only has four chains on tonight. Disappointed me.
He's losing weight.
I'll tell you what. When Mad Dog supports your program, Minister Mike supports your program, you don't have a bigger supporter, Mike.
I mean, no, when he loves no your doubt program, about that. He does it all.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Well, hey, great to have you here at the table at the Brew Kettle. And as we were talking about, boy, Clearview coming off a very, very successful year last year. Finished up 9-1 overall and advanced to postseason. Had a little mini run there in the playoffs. So, obviously, I would assume all that good feeling and all that momentum carries into the offseason. And now as you get ready for 19?
Absolutely. Our kids are excited. They worked hard in the offseason, excited about what happened the past couple seasons and learned from that. And we have some great leadership moving forward.
Talk about your leadership. Talk about guys that are returning off last year's team that said, okay, let's get back there again. Let's redo this.
Yeah, it's a fun group, a group that's grown up together. They've bonded as brothers. They have that great chemistry. And, you know, it's going to be a fun ride. We have Chase Christensen's our quarterback. We're going to have C.J. Fleming in the backfield, who's a great defensive lineman. Jordan Reed, a receiver DB for us. Joe Norris is a receiver. Stacy Littlejohn, offensive line, defensive line. Those guys are really going to carry our team this year.
We did the Clearview-Columbia game last year, and you coached Chase every day. You coached every game. But Tom and I walked out. I'll never forget walking out of Tom Hoke Field going, we think that was the Chase Christensen coming out party. I mean, that really seemed to be a night where he just stepped up. I mean, you could just see his leadership out there. I mean, I'm sure now he's just taken that and advanced it.
Yeah, and there was a great competition there last year. We had some between him and Robert Davis, they really pushed each other to be better. Chase would jump in there and jump in the scout team, and I think that really helped him progress. And he really took it and ran with it, and that was definitely a coming out party for him. It really stepped up his game. It was a turning point for us, for sure.
One of the keys to that, and we talked about this, but he came in as the lesser heralded quarterback. Obviously, Buzinski had come in with some pretty lofty credentials, and we hadn't heard a lot about Chase. But what astounded me during that game is that every time you needed a play made, he made the play. And it seemed like when there was a tough throw to be made, he made the tough throw. And he's not a gunslinger, but he's confident. Tell me, how does that transcend with the entire team? Do they get that feel? Do they gain some momentum from him as he gains some confidence at quarterback?
They do. That group that I just talked to you about, they love each other. They hang out together. They do everything together. But they also they don't lack confidence. They play football together, basketball. They compete in everything that they do, and they push each other, whether it's Fortnite or whatever. So they're always together, competing, pushing each other to be better, and I think it makes a difference on our football team because it kind of carries over.
What will be the strength of this year's Clearview team?
Oh, that's our defense for sure. Our front line and defensive backfield are all returning. Our linebacking core is a little bit different this year, and they're going to have to step up. But I would definitely, carry a lot of weight with that defensive front. We have all three of our D linemen coming back from our 3-4 defense, so they're going to be fun to watch.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, they're getting after it, and they're very physical, so, excited to see them progress.
And, Mike, on the offensive side, we've talked about Chase, obviously a veteran quarterback, but who are the pieces and parts around Chase that could really make you or allow you to put some points on the board?
A guy that's really going to turn some heads this year is Robert Davis. He's playing in the backfield for us, who has competed at quarterback. But there was a hole there for us this year, losing Drew Engel and David Renfley last year. Robert Davis and C.J. Fleming have really stepped up and kind of taken over that role in the backfield for us. So they're going to carry a heavy weight for us. Joe Norris and Jordan Reed are out there on the edges too as receivers, and they're going to provide a lot of spark for our offense too.
Mike, talk to me about the kind of the reshuffling of the league and some of the excitement that that brings you. You maintain a great rivalry with Columbia, but then you pick back up with some people that maybe you haven't seen in a couple of years that you could potentially have some real knockdown dragouts with.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. If you go back to the days, I've been around a long time in the old Lorain County Conference, and it's kind of the same feel we got coming back. So, you know, we don't get to see the Brooksides, the Firelands, the Wellingtons, the Keystones every year, and now we will. And I think that just provides a spark for our conference. There's more built-in rivalries, and it'll just help our conference be stronger.
The one thing that I wanted to ask you about was just the tradition of Clearview football, because you said you're a Clearview guy. You go back a long way. You're not that old. You're a lot younger than me. But you do go back a few years. But do you feel Clearview football is now back to where you always wanted it to be? I know when you had a couple of down years a few years ago, you would say on the forecast show, we're wanting to get it back to where it was. Close? Or is it there?
We are definitely on the right track. And this is a progression that we've made. And I think we made some changes. And we started, you know, just pushing for the relationship piece and the family atmosphere that we've become known for and what's made Clearview great over the years, and I think that's made a big difference. You know, you can talk about weight room and off-season stuff and X's and O's and everything else, but to love each other and to push each other and to make each other better, that's really carried us a long way.
I don't want to put the target on your back, but it sounds like you've got some high expectations. This could be a pretty special year this year.
I absolutely do. I think you're shortchanging yourself if you don't have high expectations. And we've put that on our kids, and we've told them that they're going to have an X on their back. And, you know, it's important for them to know that. But we understand we're going to have a very tough schedule this year. You know, the likes of the Keystones and the Firelands coming over. And we're excited to see those kind of, you know, these kids know each other. They've played against these kids a lot, and whether it's AAU basketball or just growing up playing baseball or football, whatever it is, they're excited to play these guys, and it's going to be a fun year.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you coming out again. I know you were patient as all you coaches got stacked up back there, but at least you had some camaraderie and a chance to kind of intermix with those guys.
Great night to be out, and appreciate you guys having us out. Really enjoy it. So excited to, you know, driving over here, listening on the FMs. So congratulations to you guys. You guys have done a great job, and we love having you guys in Lorain County, that's for sure.
Look forward to talking to you every week, my friend. Always good to see you.
You too. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Collier, head coach of the Clearview Clippers.